This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frege.
All right. We are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where you go to get that, you know, you're firing that weapon, you're out of hunting, you're target shooting, you're precision shooter, whatever it is. And there's just something that's just not gelling in the equation for you. It's just not happening. And it may be because of your stock. And because they are so enthusiastic about finding that ergonomic solution, that's why Boyd's Gun Stocks exists. Take a moment. It's over 200, 250 brands, over 2,000 models. They probably got a stock that you want. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. While they were protesting the Bill of Rights, that was not a march for their lives. It was a protest of the Bill of Rights. We're okay with the First Amendment as long as you say what we say, and the Second Amendment's got to go, and we hope you all die, that kind of thing. That's what the speakers were saying, because the people, the school-age children were only 10% of the audience. So, among the signs that were being carried by many of the half-educated demonstrators, there was more than one, that read, "What part of well-regulated don't you understand?" That's a reference to the famous introductory phrase of the Second Amendment, which says, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." You know, we should have shown up with some signs saying, "Which part of shall not be infringed don't you get?" But, you know, I was busy that day. It's safe to say the protester waving the sign meant it as a rebuke to those who think the Second Amendment guarantees the right to own firearms individually. Now, as a simple declarative sentence, despite the unnecessary use of commas typical of the 18th century writing, the amendment is perfectly clear to anyone with even a rudimentary understanding of English, whether you look at it from today's viewpoint or from the vernacular of the way they spoke back then. Yet, recently, and when I say recently, I'm going to say in the 20th century forward, it has become the source of lies and distortion and obfuscation by all kinds of people who are against the Bill of Rights, who claim that only members of the militia may own guns, and they include federal judges, left-wing activists, the politicians they support, and assorted anti-gun nuts in academia and news organizations that pay homage to Bloomberg and his billionaire's crusade to disarm the peons by smearing the NRA 5, 6, 7 million, whatever it is now, members as a bunch of murderers and congressional puppet masters and spread demonstrable nonsense about the Bill of Rights. Now, most of them, unlike the mawkish teams that were pumping their fists like weathermen at a Viet Cong rally, are real grown-ups in coats and ties, many with law degrees, and lots of official-sounding titles that make them seem like authoritative peoples. And you would think they really know what they're talking about, but they don't. The ACLU, for as an example, in a hallucinatory interpretation, claims that the people in the amendment refers not to persons but to state governments and their power to establish militias. left wingers there do not explain how a description of state powers ended up in a list of things called the Bill of Rights. Others, including former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who's alive still, implausibly insists that the amendment guarantees firearm ownership only to members of a militia. That's one of those public frauds. It's one of the greatest public frauds in U.S. history. No one needs a law degree. No one needs extensive knowledge of what the American founders thought about militias to see what the fraud is and to understand the Second Amendment. Knowing rudimentary English is fine. If you went through the Dick and Jane readers when you were a kid, you can understand the Second Amendment. And that's not a bad phrase. That's actually the way we learned how to read in the 60s, millennials. Now, does this mean that only registered voters can read? Right? No. The right is guaranteed not to voters, but to people with whom the electorate is drawn. And what we're talking about here is an imaginary amendment. If there was an amendment that said a well-educated electorate being necessary for the functioning of a free republic, the right of the people to read and write books shall not be infringed. So the people are not registered voters. They're the people. Does this imaginary amendment mean that only trained librarians may read books? Does it mean that only college graduates can write books? Does it mean the government gets to decide who may read books and which books they may read? Nope. Does it mean that one can read but not write books? Nope. Because they're both guaranteed activities. Now, that imaginary amendment, of course, didn't exist because it did not precede the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the way the founders thought the Bill of, you know, the God-given rights. Just defend yourself. Now, if you notice, the right to read and write is not dependent on the well-educated electorate. The reverse is true. The educated electorate depends on the right. The origin and reason for the right are not mentioned at all. It exists independent of the electorate. The introductory phrase, which does not limit the right, is simply the reason why the right shall not be infringed. Violations of the guarantee are not allowed. And that could not be more explicit. The right shall not be infringed. And what does infringe mean? That means to limit, curb, restrict, undermine, encroach, or diminish. It is clearly, obviously, and undeniably forbidden. Anybody who says the right to read and write books is limited to registered voters is either lying or an idiot. But then if you take a look at the journalists, judges, and politicians and academics pushing the demonstrably false notion that the Second Amendment limits the right to gun ownership to militias, well, then it begins to sort of gel for you, doesn't it, what I'm talking about here. They, like CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, a magna cum laude graduate who claims on YouTube that the Second Amendment is ungrammatical and mysterious. They're not technically idiots. The people pushing this nonsense that firearms ownership depends on membership are smart, well-educated people. They can read English very well. They know what the Second Amendment means. They've chosen to distort the meaning. So, Mason put it best, the militia is all the people. So, the right, if we go by their thing, if we go by their little supposition, which they don't want to take the Mason, but they look at it as something where the National Guard or a standing army with a uniform, the same uniform, regulate at the time. They used to refer to the soldiers, even up into Vietnam, as regulars. And that was to indicate how they were equipped, how they were trained, how they were dressed, all of the, you know, just the things that made them on that side of the line. They were regulars. They had been trained that way to be that way. They were equipped to be that way. So that's what regulate means. It means to, you know, be equipped. It has nothing to do with rules and regulations. Because all of those weapons during the American Revolution, they got brought from the farm. They weren't issued by anybody. But if you've been wondering what that means, now you know. It's not about the militia. It's about you. Look in the mirror. That's who it's about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Without going through the process, let me just put it this way. When you go to their website, you order this stock, that's going to start a process. And the process is going to be based upon however many thousands of times this has been done by them over the course of their life, the business's life. And what's going to come out on the other end is the exact finish you want in the exact shape you want with the exact feel that you want. And it's going to go out. And when you get it, well, you're going to be a believer. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. A whole lot of what's wrong with our culture and politics today, that origin from it begins in the 60s. That can be exceedingly difficult to discern from the media's selective memory on that troubled period in our history. In order to have a proper understanding of modern politics requires a very accurate view of what has happened before today. We were reminded this week, for example, by every news source that Martin Luther King was assassinated April the 4th, 1968, 50 years ago. It is less well remembered that massive riots erupted in major cities around the country in the wake of the murder of King, that those riots lasted for a week and that nearly 50 people died and damages approaching $200 million in 2018 dollars were inflicted by individuals marking King's death by activity directly antithetical to his philosophy of nonviolence. I remember as a kid, I was 7, and I heard of something I'd never heard before, a curfew. I asked my parents, what's a curfew? We had a curfew in Columbia, South Carolina, and we didn't have any violence going on, but it was so widespread at the time that the country was on edge. We had to be off the, you know, I was, like I said, I was 7, so I was pretty much off the streets anyway, but you had to be off the streets by 8 o'clock. So, scholars have shown that the financial cost of black rioting in the 60s made a major contribution to the maintenance of the black-white wealth gap, as an example. So, good luck finding any discussion of that in the midst of the national commemoration of King's death. Now, a related historical fact unlikely to be accurately recalled in the mainstream media. April 6, 2 days after King was shot and killed, Eldridge Cleaver led a Black Panther ambush of Oakland police that resulted in 2 officers wounded and a young Panther recruit, Bobby Hutton, dead in a shootout. The left made a myth out of this into the prototype of today's Black Lives Matter narrative of innocent black men shot by racist police. It is perhaps of some importance that some of those proto-myths on which the Black Lives Matter bases its own modern framing of police interaction with black America began with an unprovoked attack on police by violently, avowedly anti-American revolutionaries. Then there was April of 68 is an immense utility of, another one that happened. Radical leftist students at Columbia University occupied numerous buildings on the university's campus and held them for a week before police ejected them. The entire university had to be shut down as a result. Classes canceled. The semester adjourned prematurely. The radicals comported themselves throughout the affair as hooligans, making incoherent and illogical demands, shouting obscenities at the administration and the entire American society with bullhorns from the illegally occupied office of the university's president. Physically fighting and hospitalizing police, menacing and bullying faculty, and barbarically burning and destroying precious documents and records. One of their leaders, Mark Rudd, became a central player in the Weather Underground, the domestic terrorist group responsible for many bombings of military and civilian targets inside the United States. Rudd, who was recently tried to rehabilitate himself as an avuncular advisor to younger radicals, too, historically illiterate to know the full extent of his crimes, he encapsulated the intellectual maturity of the Columbia movement by publicly threatening his university's president with this charming witticism up against the wall. The first word is mother. You can think about the other part. While the particulars of that particular incident have disappeared into oblivion, the spirit of Mark Rudd lives on. And it has migrated down in the culture to a still more youthful incarnation today. We see it these days not only in the subset of college students who are offended to the point of outrage by every non-progressive idea they encounter, but in still younger students like Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School anti-Second Amendment movement kids. You can see it, you can observe it in Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg and the rest of their baby-faced allies. And what this says about the current state of American political culture is not encouraging. If you listen to those two speak for more than a few seconds and sort out the vulgarities and the trite buzzwords and the juvenile but patently unrealistic fantasies, you will not be left with very much at all, because they are high school seniors, so they can be excused for lacking competency on matters for which, you know, we would hold adults accountable for some of the stuff, but it's not their penchant for saying incoherent things that makes them like the Columbia radicals. It's their belligerence, their self-righteousness, the sense that they are certainly, without the slightest doubt, right about everything they claim, and those that oppose them are not only wrong, but corrupt and sinister and evil. And how do you respond to evil? How should you respond to evil? You destroy evil. So the left strategy of the day for destruction of evil enemies is deplatforming where possible and target assault on social media where it is not. And when Laura Ingraham criticized Hogg's response to being rejected by more selective colleges and universities to which he applied, she did so essentially, factually, and her use of the term whining to describe the tone of his remarks is at least arguable. She noted that Hogg was complaining about not being accepted to colleges when his GPA, the equivalent of some kind of B average, is typically not sufficient to win admission at the more selective institutions. He decided to go after her, and he went after her livelihood. And this is one of the ways the left writes today. It can still destroy property and physically assault you, but now it can also hound you out of work, popular media platforms, etc., etc. And it can relentlessly poison your reputation through concentrated and very mendacious social media assault. No need to risk the bruises and the fractures and the arrests of the student rioters of the 60s. Thanks to media technology, now it's so much easier to do it. So all of this, if it seems a little bit like deja vu, for those that are my age, we've probably seen it before, haven't we? That's why I'm watching all of this with a bit of amusement, I guess. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The thing about the Boyd's gun stock is that whenever I see somebody doing a build on a bolt gun, inevitably, if you look at whatever kind of ultimate build, everyone I see always has a Boyd's gun stock on it. I can tell because I have one just like it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, this may seem a little, I don't know, a little off the cuff, but I'm just wondering. Now, the Parkland kids have they've gone the way of the dodo now. They've sort of faded out of the lexicon. They're not really being looked at by too many news outlets right now, and that's fine. Finally, they're not being looked at by the news media anymore. Now, so that leaves us with the regular, I guess, accomplices out there in left land. But unlike anybody else on the left, I mean, I see a lot of people begging from the left for her to go away. Hillary Clinton just won't go away. Something about this election seems like it has driven her right off the edge. She has been last seen reminiscing about an alternative reality in which she could have, would have, should have been elected president in a friendly women's club in Manhattan. Now, I've seen those parallel universe episodes of Star Trek where Spock has a goatee and the kill switch on his little video monitor in his quarters. I've seen that. And apparently Hillary wants to be the goateed Hillary. But coming from the Daily Mirror, Hillary Clinton thinks she deserves credit for accelerating the hashtag MeToo movement through her humiliating loss to Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election. So, now if you remember what the Me Too movement was, it was about a bunch of actresses that were getting sexually abused in order to get parts from, you know, Harry Weinstein for the most part. But it has happened with other people as well. That's what Me Too was. So is she saying that it was abuse for her to lose? She visited the woman-only club, The Wing, in New York City Tuesday to relive the election and offer excuses for her defeat. She's doing a tour of that to explain what happened in 2016. Somebody at The Wing just asked Hillary Clinton, in an alternative reality, if you were president today in 2018, do you think the hashtag MeToo movement would have still happened? A Twitter user posted Tuesday along with a video of Clinton's response. She said, I believe that it was a wave that was building and building and building. I think my losing probably accelerated the wave, but the wave was coming. Now, if you leave aside the nonsense that the enabler of serial adulterer Bill Clinton, who smeared his accusers, could have anything in common with the startup of the hashtag MeToo movement, brought on by the same sort of behavior by her good buddy pal Harvey. I'm sorry, I said Harry and Harvey Weinstein. You know, if you sweep all that aside, I guess you might be able to take that in. It's, I don't know, something you could consider. What's vivid here is, do we know any other past presidential candidate who obsessed about the loss of the contest to the extent that she seems to be obsessing? She's been at this for more than a year, as the Daily Mirror notes. Walter Mondale, did he continuously get in front of the audiences to talk about losing the election to Reagan? No. He went out and did some other stuff. He taught. He had a law firm. He promoted democracy. Some of it, such as serving as an ambassador to Japan, he did that quite well. Did Michael Dukakis do that when he lost to President Bush? No. He went on with his life. He got himself elected governor again of Massachusetts, doing more of what, in his own mind, was doing public good. John Kerry, instead of remembering him as a failed presidential candidate, we now remember him as a failed Secretary of State. He redefined himself, and not as the guy who lost the race. And the same with John McCain. He's now known to us as an annoying senator, not a former GOP candidate. Sarah Palin, of course, is now known to us as herself, not a former vice presidential candidate. Pantsuit is another case altogether. She seems to live to relive these memories of that presidential campaign, the one where she was beset by health problems and failed to go to Wisconsin. It seems to be burning her up inside. She wrote an ill-advised book. She's taken her grievances abroad, and as she did when she restated her problems with all those deplorables who voted for Trump, especially the women voters who only voted for what their husbands told them, as she put it. Now she's reliving the experience again. I've never run for office. I'm never going to run for office. So I can only imagine it's probably disappointing to lose an election that you thought you had in the bag. But what we're seeing here is someone at this late date who is paralyzed. I mean, she can't move on at all. She has no hobbies, no law firm to return to, no teaching post to embrace, no office to run for. And with Bill in Little Rock, with all those reputed honeys, it must be stagnant and lonely. Obviously, her entire life was about politics, and when she lost the election, she was left with nothing. And Now she makes her living on making controversial statements and cheering on establishments such as the Manhattan Club for Women. And you know what? That doesn't sound very healthy for her. To be honest with you, I don't say this lightly, but she seems obsessed with this. Now, I get it. I get that you know, she and everybody on TV and till 9 p.m., I think probably Trump, everybody up to that point thought that she was going to win. She thought she was going to be the first. She thought she was the smartest woman in the room. She thought she was this, she was that. And there are very smart women out there. You know, Condoleezza Rice is one. I'm not one of the Nikki Haley fanboys like some people. I know a lot of people think she could very well be the first president. Well, if I saw something out of her that I thought was original, but I know a little bit more about her. But anyway, there's lots of them out there. Lots of them out there. Did I think Clinton was indicative of the class of the accomplished women? No. No, I didn't. She was handpicked to be a senator in New York, so she had to become a carpetbagger. After they left the presidency, they had to move to, I don't remember which part of New York. They moved to some Indian tribe named area. Beautiful area. Bought a beautiful house. And became a resident just to be a senator. And then she became a senator, didn't do anything, you know, made Maxine Waters look really, really accomplished as a politician. Didn't really do anything, voted for everything she says she hates now, because it, you know, it was popular at the time. She's not a leader, she's a follower. And she wanted to be a leader, and she's not a leader, and now she's a loser, and I guess she's lost it all. And I think she should find something else to do. We can only hope. In the meantime, it's great. It's great entertainment in a sad way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. One thing I like about them is, like, the At-One. The At-One feels a little different when you're in every position except the one where you're actually going to take that shot. And then it's sort of like just melds to you. And that's a pretty good thing. I like that quite a bit. But check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, I've been wrestling with this idea that I would play this audio from this guy that was in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I'm sure maybe I'll do it next week. I don't, maybe I'll do it in the third hour. I don't know. But we'll see what we do. We'll see what we do. Right now, though, let's talk about Kamala Harris. Now, Senator Kamala Harris was ordained as the best-looking Attorney General in the United States by Barack Obama when she was the Attorney General of California, which is now, I believe, in the hands of Xavier Becerra. And she came out making jokes, Kamala did. Now, back in early 2011, in the wake of the massacre that wounded Gabrielle Giffords and killed six others, Obama called for a new era of civility in U.S. politics. Now, let me set the stage. This is the scene was inside the McHale Memorial Arena, and it was a mix of grief and celebration, where a capacity crowd of 14,000 gathered beneath the championship banners for the University of Arizona Wildcats. The service, which was televised nationally on the major broadcast and cable news networks, gave the president an opportunity and burden to lead the nation in mourning during prime time. Aides said that Obama wrote much of the speech himself late Tuesday night at the White House. It was laden with religious nuance, and the speech seemed as though Mr. Obama was striking a preacher's tone with a politician's reverb, if you will. That was when the blame was being heaped on Sarah Palin for issuing a map with targets on congressional districts that were believed to be possible wins for the GOP. We would refer to what she had on there. You would refer to this as the crosshairs. If you're a gun nerd like I am, you would refer to it as the reticle. It's a mere visual metaphor of a target, if you will. And this was an outrageous incitement to blame this on Sarah Palin, according to the theory of the moment, because clearly insane people like the perpetrator, Jared Loughner, could be so suggestible as to have seen that and say, this is what my mission must be. All of that was before the left began to their campaign to incite an assassination attempt on Trump. The campaign has encompassed publicity-seeking entertainers as well as the ostensible guardians of high cultures such as Shakespeare in the Park. You know, we've got Kathy Lee, what's her name? Whichever Griffin she is, not Kathy Lee, but Nancy Griffin or whatever her name is, holding up the severed head looking, you know, quite like a lunatic. If I saw her walking up on me with that expression on her face, we would see how far I could punch her. But the campaign to suggest that assassination is a thinkable option for those who hate Republicans, that reached a member of the world's greatest deliberative body, the Senate, the U.S. Senate. During a rapid-fire question vetting, political talk show host Ellen DeGeneres asked, if you had to be stuck in an elevator with either Trump, Pence, or Sessions, who would it be? Harris quipped, does one of us have to come out alive? You know, because killing constitutional officers is a hilarious subject for a joke. If only the Barack Obama of 2011 was still with us. When he said, at a time when our discourse has become so sharply polarized, at a time when we're far too eager to lay the blame for all that ails the world at the feet of those who think differently than we do, it's important for each of us to pause for a moment and make sure that we are talking with each other in a way that heals, not a way that wounds. Senator Harris. There's a lot of people talking about her being running for president in 2020. If a Democrat were to come in and, all the stuff that's happening to Republicans, they would not expect that to happen if they took power in 2020. They wouldn't. So if a Democrat does reach the Oval Office, we could expect the piety of that 2011 speech to return. Here's the thing, though. This is the thing about inciting that kind of thing or joking about that kind of thing. First things first. Unless Kamala Harris is some member or some master of Krav Maga or something other that I'm just not aware of, this is nothing but talk for the most part. It's this idea that somehow or other she would kill a guy. In an elevator, which indicates to me that she is basically a snowflake, where they think that violence just happens, and it happens just like it is on TV, where one punch knocks somebody out, and one of this kills somebody, and one of that kills somebody, and all this other stuff. That tells me that she is just an unadulterated snowflake. She doesn't know what she's talking about. On the other hand, she is a senator. And I know she's a senator of, how should I put this? A lot of times she asks a bunch of really stupid questions. When I see her grilling some of these guys, especially these military guys, she'll get out there and ask them questions about stuff that she's way out of her depth on. She should sit down with her staff and take a real big crash course on what she's trying to question them about. And if she doesn't want to do that, I get that, but, then she wants her TV time, too, where she looks, She looks a whole lot like Hank Johnson when she's on there, the representative from Georgia who thought that Guam would capsize if you put too many Marines on one side of it. She looks a lot like that. You know, if she questions about a bunch of things that are just law, she'll say, are you going to do this? And they'll, you know, whoever the candidate for that office will say, well, you know, senators, you know, by law, I have to do that. Well, no, will you do that? Well, wait a minute. The thing I would be dying to ask if I was one of these people, one of these nominees for one of these offices, is I would look at her and say, are you suggesting that these rules, regulations, and laws that I'm supposed to live by are just suggestions? Are you just saying they're guidelines for me to try to live by? What are you telling me, Senator? Is there something I should know? But I think that's very telling when you look at it in that light as to why she asks some of those questions and what she thinks she's going to suss out by doing it. But in the same instance, though, she does some other stuff, too, that's pretty doggone stupid as well. But, I mean, getting out there and being a media darling and getting softball questions from Ellen DeGeneres, which I'm getting, are you getting as tired of the politicization of entertainment as I am? Can't we just have, go look at what Johnny Carson used to say about his craft, where he said, I don't want to be political because that's not funny. Can we just have some unapolitical funny? Could we? Does everything have to be politics? Have we gotten, and if you're going to play that game, then get informed. And if I get in there and you come at me with bad information and I correct you, guess what? You don't get to say I'm a bad guy. You don't get to say I'm mean or a bully or any of those things because you walked into it. You walked in on my porch. So coming up second hour, we're going to have the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is going to be Aaron Pallett. That's coming up in about 5 seconds. So, let's go take a moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.